Ladies, in Luke 1:43, we read, "And why is this granted to me, that the mother of my Lord should come to me?" This past week, we celebrated the feast of that visitation between Mary and Elizabeth. Please notice this picture in front of the podium. It is a depiction of this event called Jump for Joy. In April, this picture was taken to a home in Ohio where a visionary from Medjugorje, Ivan, was present for Mass and the Rosary. For those of you who are unfamiliar with Medjugorje, it is a place in Europe in which Our Lady appeared to six children in June of 1981. Our Lady continues to speak to each of them to this day. During the Rosary at precisely 6:40 p.m., we witnessed Ivan receiving a message from Our Lady. I mention 6:40 because this is the time each day that he meets with her. During that time, Mary not only spoke to Ivan, but also blessed all of us and all of the articles present, one being, we took this picture, and so Our Lady has blessed this picture. From the moment Carla and I stepped foot in the home, we experienced an atmosphere of unspeakable joy. It was like we all knew each other. There were over 100 people, ranging from infants to in their 80s, from all walks of life. I think each person in attendance had their own visitation that day, and in some way, we all left different than when we arrived. It would take more time than we have now to share everything that Ivan shared with us, but please know this. Our Lady always addresses those present as her dear children. It's important we remember that we are all her children, and she loves us more than we know. She comes as mother of hope for all of us. Also, she asked us to pray for peace. Peace, peace. This is very important to her. Along with the family and the treatment of children, priests, and abortion. Finally, we need to be a sign of her presence, the sign of living faith. And Ivan ended his time with us by saying, "Blessed are those who believe, but do not see."